Welcome to a special edition of Cardinal Rewind here on STLSportsPage.com. Rob Raines, along with Mike Reese, MLB Network Radio, as we preview the NL Wild Card game. Mike, something we didn't think we'd be talking about maybe a couple months ago, but here we are Wednesday night in Los Angeles, and we've got one that should be a lot of fun, Adam Wainwright against Max Scherzer.
It's everything that's a one-game playoff should be. It's the drama of that game, the intensity of that game. How do you not like that as a baseball fan? And I understand the talk, especially coming out of LA, given this year they had, and they just happened to be matched up in a division with another team that had an incredible year. It's like, we win that many games and all we get for it is one home game when one loss and we're done. Rob, it's the Major League Baseball current setup and rules. You know it going in. If you don't win your division, you've got it. If you get in, it's a wild card. So is it, quote, fair to the Dodgers? Or it doesn't matter. It's one game. It's the way it's played out. And one of these two teams gets a chance to go on and play in a division series, and the other plays one playoff game and done. And we'll find out who that team is.
I remember being in San Francisco before the playoffs expanded, before the expansion, when I was at Baseball Weekly, and the Giants won more than 100 games. I remember it was 101, something like that. And they went home. They didn't even get a wild card game because there was no wild card at that time. It was just the straight to the, you know, league championship series and the World Series. So, the fact that they won 106 games, only get one game. Now I'm saying this, I think this will be the last year this happens. Players will fight for in the new CBA negotiations. That even if there's no expanded playoffs, that wild card matchup is a best of three at a minimum. And you know, that's probably the way it should be, because baseball is a sport that's decided by series. It's not decided by a single game. Now, I know a series could go to the ultimate winner-go-home game, but you still have played at least, you know, three or four other games before that.
I've always, even when they instituted this one game, and I understand the idea behind it, reward the teams that win their divisions. And if you are a wild card, you have to face something unique and different. I would have loved even a three-game series, and if you wanted to make it towards the team that earned more seasoned wins during the season, play all three games at the team that had the better record. So in this case, three games in Dodger Stadium, best of three. If it goes the distance, all games are in Dodger Stadium. I'd be okay with that. You eliminate the travel. You don't have that in that three-game series. But I do hope moving forward at some point that they do have more of a series for exactly what you said. Rob, baseball has always been a postseason of a series. You play five-game series or a seven-game series, and you advance that way. I do hope down the road that gets that way. But for this year, we get one game, and we get to see how that plays out for these two squads.
And I'll say that I like the drama of the one game. I think that's always a fun environment. I mean, this is game seven of the league championship series. And I know game seven of the World Series is always more dramatic because that's the ultimate championship game. But I think that adds a little bit of a feeling to this game, is that, you know, it's the only game. You know, it's not like just opening game of a series. And I think that even highlights the importance of the pitching matchup between Wainwright and Scherzer.
Well, in one major league game, you know this, I know this, anything can happen in the game. It can be a runaway for either team. Both starting pitchers can be electric and take this game deep, scoreless. Either starting pitcher could give up five or six in the first couple of innings and be in all kinds of trouble. That's why the series is a little bit better representation of maybe who should advance, because one Major League Baseball game is always it's a coin toss. I don't care who this game was. Rob, you know as well as I do, this game could be the Dodgers against the Pirates, and the Pirates could win the game. That's the way baseball is. It's one game. So we find out how this play. We don't know what's going to happen. That's what's so much fun. I was listening to a radio program the other day, and they had a round table of people, and everybody was predicting what – there is no predicting. Just put the ball out there. Guys take the mound. Play the game, and then when it's all over, we'll talk about it and analyze it, and we'll watch it as it unfolds.
One thing I think the Cardinals have going for them, and then we'll talk about this specifically as it concerns Adam Wainwright in a second, but I think the one thing the Cardinals have is they should have no pressure on them. I mean, they should be playing with house money at this point. I mean, as we say, like early September, their odds of getting into the playoffs was 2.8%. I mean, they went on a historic 17-game winning streak just to get the second wild card spot. So they've got nothing really to worry about. I mean, nobody expects them to win. Everybody is picking the Dodgers to win this series, probably even to go, you know, all the way. The defending World Series champions, yeah, they're a good team, but they can be beat.
And is in that one game format, they certainly can. And there is going to be that extra layer of external pressure on the Dodgers. I don't know that they put it on themselves. I have no idea. That's the thing with no clubhouse access. We never got a chance, even with the Dodgers when they were in town, we don't get a feel for the vibe of the team. They seem to be a very confident, relaxed group just outwardly. And whenever you join the Zooms and things like that, the Cardinals, they expect to make a run. They expect to go deep. But as far as the external, if they lose today, there's no national pressure of, oh, the Cardinals blew a great chance. Yeah.
Right.
The Dodgers lose today or lose the game in the wild card. Rob, if they lose, it is nationally, it's going to be, well, yeah, they won it in that COVID year, but in a real season, they still fell short. Yeah, they're going to have to deal with that. There's no question about it.
And the national storyline won't be that the Cardinals won. It'll be that the Dodgers lost.
100%. Yeah, you know it as well as I do. And by the way, that's fine. And it can be that way all the way through the Cardinals winning the World Series. Whichever teams they beat actually just lost. I don't think the Cardinals care. If they have another trophy at the end of the year, they'll be fine.
And as far as it concerns Adam Wainwright, he likes that situation. He likes going to the mound knowing that everybody expects him to lose. I mean, he talked about the other day when we talked to him on the Zoom after he signed his contract extension. He goes, I'm going out there with the attitude that everybody thinks I stink. He's too old. It's too big a moment. That's, you know, we talked about that in the story elsewhere on the website, the written preview of the game tomorrow. He's going. He said, whether those chips need to be on my shoulder or not, I'm carrying them out to the mound with me. And that's how he thinks he pitches better.
I love that he was very honest about it, Rob. He's like, even if it's not real, even if nobody is really thinking I can't do it, I like to think that that's what they believe. And there were stretches recently before he got healthy again that certainly people said he couldn't because he went through a very difficult down time. And I think that makes this season even sweeter for him that he came back to being who he was. And you might argue by the numbers, he's been as good as ever. The numbers say that. Yeah, that's some kind of story.
Yeah, 17 wins. The team went 13-1 in his last 14 starts after July 21st. So, yeah, they're going in with a lot of confidence that he's on the mound, that he's going to deliver. His only game against the Dodgers this year, September 8th, or just before the streak started, he allows four runs, but only one of those in the first eight innings of his start. That was a home run by Max Muncy, who's not going to play in the game in all likelihood because he hurt his elbow in the game on Sunday, play at first base. So, yeah, his career numbers against the Dodgers are pretty good. The one guy that probably to worry about a little bit in the Dodger lineup is Trey Turner, 8-for-19 in his career against Wainwright, including the postseason. But Wainwright's not – the one thing I guess that concerns the Cardinals a little bit about Wainwright, they won't say this, is the Cardinals have lost his last five postseason starts. The last time Wainwright won a postseason start was in 2014 against the Dodgers.
And once again, though, why that trying to predict doesn't work? Because Wainwright, I think most Cardinal fans would agree, and even most members of the media, you know, an iconic pitcher, one of the better pitchers they've had in their franchise history. He's gutty and he's going to step up big when it matters most. And then you bring that number out and go, well, wait a minute.
Another chip on his shoulder.
Well, see, hopefully somebody's told him. Maybe he already just knows. Hopefully somebody has told him. Do you realize, Adam, you know, five straight times you played and started a postseason game, this team didn't win. Give him one more motivator if he needs it, because this would be a great day. It'd be a great time during the wild card to step up and do it.
It's Rob Raines, STLSportsPage.com, visiting with Mike Reese, MLB Network Radio, here on a special Zoom edition of the Cardinal Rewind program. I want to call your attention to another story that's actually on the website that's going on in addition to the preparation for the wildcard game. Fred Bird is trying to get into the National Mascot Hall of Fame, and he needs our votes, needs our support. Fred Bird's been a guy that's helped Rainbows for Kids, our charity here on the website, and been a very close friend to us, and we want to help him out with that. So go to that story. You'll see it on the elsewhere on the website. Follow the links and figure out how to vote for Fred Bird to get him into the Mascot Hall of Fame. Also, as we mentioned, a more detailed story with some of the interviews that we did over the last couple of days with the previewing the wild card game elsewhere on the website. And, you know, Mike, as it concerns Max Scherzer, you know, obviously an extra added storyline to this game, the fact that he's a St. Louis native, has always pitched so well against the Cardinals. But I think one of the things to think about here is that the Cardinals are not opposed to having seen him. I mean, they've seen Max Scherzer a lot. There's a lot of guys who have a lot of career at bats against Max Scherzer. So I don't know. I mean, as good as he is, I don't know that he's going to do anything in this game that's going to surprise the Cardinals.
And they won't be overwhelmed by facing him, even though he's had success against a lot of them. They also know that, especially in 2021 baseball, so home run oriented, a couple of big swings and you get the runs you need. That's reality. And Scherzer's last two regular season starts weren't electric by any stretch.
No,
he had some issues. So it's a great matchup. It's a fun matchup, and we'll see what each brings. But kind of interesting in this day and age, too, that we've got some elder statesmen making this wild card game start instead of the young power arms that are all across the league. It's like, nope, we're going to see two pitchers. They go about it totally different ways, but both of them have a lot of miles on them and a ton of experience.
And, of course, from the Dodgers standpoint, I mean, the reason the Scherzer started this game, he was traded. He and Trey Turner both were traded by the Nationals to the Dodgers. You know, where would the Dodgers have even been in this position if they don't get Scherzer? You know, they probably still are going to be that favorite, but people talk about the way the Cardinals starting pitching has changed during the course of this season. The Dodgers starting pitching has changed just as well. I think they've got two guys left in their rotation that actually started the season. A lot of different reasons, not necessarily injuries related, but the interesting thing to me about the Dodgers lineup, though, specifically turning to that, is with Muncy not able to play, there's a good chance that our old friend Albert Pujols could be starting at first base for the Dodgers. How ironic would it be if the ninth inning rolls around, Wainwright's still on the mound, 1-1 ball game, Albert Pujols comes up to play for the Dodgers in the bottom of the ninth?
I mean, think about this for a minute, too. All the fans that, threw their love and adulation at Albert Pujols the times he's come back to Busch, and rightfully so, I completely get it. But imagine that all the love that he got and all of a sudden it's like, oh, he also got the hit that knocked us out of the playoffs. And I mean, all those things are on the table, and there's a lot of storyline to this. There's a great history between the two franchises in the playoffs. They've met frequently. If you look at the success, especially over recent seasons, the Cardinals have had much more success. The Dodgers did have the World Championship last year that, Rob, still there are some that said, yeah, you won it, but that's not a real season. You didn't go through the 162-game gauntlet. You had the COVID year without fans for the most part until limited fans in the playoffs. There's some that still want to asterisk the World Series for that franchise, and I think they would love to put a real title out there, but they got to get through this one game.
And that's why, again, referring to something we were talking about a few minutes ago, that's why I think all the pressure in this game is on the Dodgers.
I think nationally it has to be. I mean, if you even look at, and I'm not an odds maker kind of person, but they put them on the screen 24/7 if you watch TV. I think I saw that the Cardinals are like 25-1 or something, and the Dodgers are 2-1, and the Dodgers are in a wild card game. and so that they're both playing in the same game, and the national expectations are completely different for both. And maybe the Cardinals use that to their favor. Maybe they just, hey, let's go play a game. It's another baseball game. We're not going to treat it any different. And in the Dodgers' minds, maybe they have to treat it different because of everything that's on the line historically for the franchise.
A couple more minutes with Mike Reeves, MLB Network Radio, here as we preview the Cardinal-Dodger matchup in the wild card game coming up on Wednesday night, 7:10 p.m. St. Louis time. The game will be televised by TBS. Also, of course, broadcast by KMOX and the Cardinals Radio Network. I think the other thing about this game, too, if you look at it, now I know history is a great thing. We love looking at history, but it means nothing once the game begins because, nobody remembers any of the stuff that happened. But there are an awful lot of parallels between this Cardinals club and the 2011 Cardinal team that won the World Series. They both finished with 90 and 72 records. They both went 23 and 9 in their final 32 games. They both ended up going into the playoffs as a wild card. And of course, Cardinals, have had a lot of history in this one game wild card showdown, and they usually come out on top. So there's a lot of reasons why I think you can be optimistic if you are a Cardinal fan going into this game.
Yeah, and I love what you talked about was, history won't mean much. I always use the saying, stats and history tell you what has happened. It won't tell you what will happen. But as a fan, you like to grasp anything you can that makes you feel good and makes you feel a little more positive. And so if you're a Cardinal fan and you want to focus on, oh, my gosh, we're facing a Dodger team that, was dominant throughout the year, the defending champ, they're throwing a multiple Cy Young Award winner at us. Oh, you can go that way, or you can do what you just did and say, wait a minute, the last time we won one of these, so much of the same stuff happened, and here we are again. And I think that is a valid thought, because if you believe the team that was playing best down the stretch has some edge, both of these played very well down the stretch, but the Cardinals got a boost of confidence that they didn't have all year, whereas the Dodgers were supremely confident that they were going to be in this spot when they took the fields in spring training. The Cardinals at one point this season didn't have the confidence level, at least outwardly, that they now have.
Okay, I know you said you don't like making predictions, but I'm not going to ask you who's going to win the game, but I want you to, and then I'm going to come back and do mine. Who's your key to the game? Who's the one guy that you think is going to be the guy, if the Cardinals try to win, who's going to be the guy that gets it done? Other than Adam Wainwright.
I'm going to eliminate starting pitching, because that's always the easy one. I'm going to go Tyler O'Neill. Somebody who has that ability to change the game in so many ways. He can change a game defensively. He can change the game on the bases. Certainly, he can hit for power. A home run in games like this are often huge. I will look at Tyler O'Neill as somebody who could be a game changer, and a tough ask for any right-handed hitter against Scherzer. But with what he's done down the stretch, I'm going to have my eye on him.
I'm going to actually pick Tommy Edman, because it usually seems like it's one guy that you don't, you know, anybody could pick Goldschmidt, anybody could pick Arenado. They have not had as much success against Scherzer. Tommy Edman actually has the most career hits against Scherzer and the guys in the current Cardinal lineup. So Molina's like 1-for-20. So I'm going to pick Edman. He actually has the only career home run by a current Cardinal against Scherzer as well. So if it's the Dodgers, the guy I'm worried about that I don't think you let beat you is Mookie Betts.
Boy, he's a talented player. Fun player to watch too. He there's so many things that he does well, and you've already mentioned him a couple of times, but the way Trey Turner plays the game, and not just the number against Wainwright, just the way he plays, he's the guy that can do those things too, beat you in so many different ways. I'd have my eye on him, but Mookie Betts is just fun to watch. He's a special baseball player, and even if you're not a Dodger fan, you got to love watching him play.
And this game also could come down to a matchup of the bullpens. I mean, Scherzer and Wainwright could both be out of the game, and it could be a tie game in this, you know, sixth, seventh, you know, eighth inning. So they could come down to the bullpens, and that's going to be some interesting matchups as well. Should be a lot of fun no matter what happens. Appreciate you joining us here on the special edition of Cardinal Rewind Show. Of course, if the Cardinals are successful in this game on Wednesday night, they will advance to the division series. That would start on Friday night in San Francisco, and we'll be back to preview that, and hopefully that will be the case. But we'll have all the game covered for you out in Los Angeles here on the website. Mike, thank you for your time. Appreciate it. Look forward to talking to you again soon.
I hope it is soon.
That's Mike Reeves, MLB Network Radio. This is Rob Raines, STL Sports Page. Be sure to check out all of our other content elsewhere on the website here on STLSportsPage.com. Follow us on Twitter as well, @RobRaines. Have a good day, everybody.